In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Welcome along to another deep dive into the mailbag, the Cunter's mailbag, the contributions from your good selves, the listeners. It's the episode when we just sit back and read stuff out. It's quite pleasant, really. Another busy
Easy
mailbag
life.
This week.
I've had some good ones that I've been looking at.
We'll start off with some live bullshitting that came in on Friday yeah. evening. It was emailed to us as live by JP Coogan. And he says, I'm typing this live as it happens. I'm at a wedding, stuck at a table with someone I don't know, but you can smell the bullshit a mile off. He says, so far, he was a welder but never used a mask. He was always Lovely. At the hospital picking bits of metal out of his eyes. He says, it's a piece of piss, mate. They all know me on first name terms there. Then
here he is. All right, Dave.
Yeah,
more metal in your
metal
eyes,
in the
is
eyes
it?
Again, is it? Yeah. Thought about.
Yeah. Do you want anaesthetic? No, I'm only joking. Of course you don't. Ah, fuck off. Who do you think I am? Come on, just get it out. Get the old tweezers out.
You ever thought about using one of them masks, Dave? Nah, you're right. Best we wouldn't see you if you used one of them. We wouldn't see you down here, would we?
What do you think this is? Fucking Flashdance? That's only in the films they wear masks.
And then his second piece of bullshit was that he would have been on the first ever X Factor. He got through two auditions and the next round was in front of Simon Cowell. But guess what? He had to get a throat operation and he couldn't go.
Oh,
thwarted
shame.
At the last minute. Mm. He says, and then JP adds, he then came out with, I've been to a few bars where the band just haven't been getting it right. I've took the mic off the lead singer and finished their song for them. And finally, this fucking phrase, I've won dance competitions against black guys.
Oh, no. That's the point at which you just invite him to leave your table.
Yeah. Sorry, mate, you've had enough. You've either drank too much or just, you know, you're not cut out personality-wise for this function. Please leave.
I've won dance competitions against black guys. Well, fucking hell. Okay. I've got a good... I like straight ball... I like live bullshits, by the way, lads. Tweeting us, doing live bullshit tweeting.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we can't read them out live, but I like to hear them raw. I mean, like
if,
that.
If you can even get, like, recordings, surreptitious recordings of bullshits.
Oh, God. I don't know what the legalities are surrounding recorded
it's
bullshit. Isn't
it? It's the Wild West. No one cares.
Right. Neil Greenwood says, I've got two stories of my stray manning skills. Firstly, I was a trainee mechanic in South Wales. Good start. Me and my mates had gone on a night out in Cardiff on Saturday. We got battered and I got split up from my mates. Went to get a taxi, realised I couldn't afford it. It was 40 quid to get home, but there was a train at 7 in the morning to the nearest town, to the training college where I lived. It was freezing and a good 5 hours until the train. I was now a stray man.
Every one of these stories should have that moment within them where it's triggered and I was now a stray man.
A stray man. Yeah, it's like the moment that it happens, it's like the god of stray men appears before you in the sky. like that stag did in Robin of Sherwood
exactly
that we used
like
to
that.
Talk about.
Possibly
he just
the
suddenly
same
appears.
Character.
I don't know who the god of stray men is. Maybe Catweasel or someone.
Yeah, probably.
And he just appears, he goes, and that's when you know, you are, congratulations, my son, you are stray. Welcome to the brotherhood of stray men. Now go, be at one with nature, or the roads, or a
you
bush, or something.
You've got 6 hours till the trains start again.
Try and find some cans that have been left near a bin, semi-full. I was now a stray man. I started walking aimlessly around town. Well, yeah, that's the way of the stray man. I saw a Holiday Inn. I decided to go in and keep warm. Now, what I like about that is he didn't say I decided to go in and get a room. He went, I decided to go in and keep warm. Ambiguous. Whilst walking along one of the corridors, I stumbled upon the bedding store. I checked the door. It was open. I got in and built myself a bed on one of the shelves. Fucking ace straight manning.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say he's no longer stray. Some people might be saying that. I say no. He was just a fucking expert at being stray. He's waltzed into a Holiday Inn. He's walked straight past reception, all confident, so they don't question him.
Yeah.
And imagine how luxurious being inside the bedding store cupboard in a Holiday Inn must feel when you've been stray for a little while. It would feel like you've got the best suite at Claridge's, wouldn't it? Anyway, he decides to go and keep warm. He fell asleep. Some hours later, I was woken up by one of the chambermaids asking what the fuck I was doing in there and telling me to get the fuck out. I quickly legged it to the station and got home. So fine, swear at me as much as you want, love. I've already won because I've been kipping in here for the last few hours. Ta-da! Excellent stray manning. Right, let's read his second one. Fast forward a few years later, I just got back to UK from working abroad for a couple of months. Alarm bells. I decided to visit my sister. Where have you been? Jersey. She lives in the Western Isles for the first time since she'd moved there. A full afternoon of summer barbecue drinking then led to a trip to the only nightclub on the island. As the club shut at one, most of the group, including me, headed back to the barbecue house to finish what was left of the booze. My sister headed back to hers and said the door would be unlocked. Oh, God. A couple of hours later, I headed back to my sister's gaff. The door was locked. I tried a few times. I knocked the door and threw stones at the window. Always a recurring element of any stray story. A try. All to no avail. I had to go stray again. Activate stray man. It's like suddenly your costume changes.
It's like Die Hard 2, isn't it? Shit, it's happened again.
Yeah, I can't. How can the same shit happen to the same guy on the same day? So he activated stray man status. Sometimes I think some men go around with their stray man costume underneath their normal civilian costume in case they have to go stray at any point. I walked about and eventually I found a dilapidated garage with no door and some rubble on the floor. It did, however, have a sheet of insulation, not much smaller than me, and a big bit of tarpaulin.
Oh, there you are, sorted.
This is like that a scene from the A-Team.
It's a stray man's dream, that, tarpaulin.
If you saw it through a stray man's eyes, it would be like when you see things through RoboCop's eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it would all be digitalised as he scanned
analyzing
the room.
It.
Yeah, he scanned the room and identified potential bedding, makeshift bedding, etc. Tarpaulin, rubble. I made my makeshift bed and I got my head down. I'd forgotten that the sun barely sets in the Hebrides during the summer and was quickly woken by the sun shining. I managed to move my insulation sheet bed into the shadows and get a bit more kip until I thought my sister would have been up. Eventually, I got let in by my sister and my last ever stray man situation was over. Well, Greeny, as he calls himself, Neil Greenwood, you are, I salute you. There are two expert stray man in stories because we've had, I mean, you know, if you're good at straying, sometimes it's less funny. Like, those were just, like, more professional. We've learned from those stray man stories.
Yeah.
You know, the worst stray man ever was that kid who had his cup of drink stolen in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly,
that's like...
Try to get another free one.
There's nothing to be learned from a stray man like that, or as I call him, a stray boy.
It was
entertaining.
Yeah, it was Piccadilly Circus as well, wasn't it? It was the heart of London.
Yeah, he was... I mean, it was pathetic on every level. Greeny, on the other hand... He's the sort of man you'd want next to you if you had to go straight.
Yeah, identifying tarpaulin.
Yeah.
I've got one here from another stray man story from Ads. He says, about 10 years ago, I was celebrating some birthday or other. Many years before that, I'd been in a shit band with some mates, so we thought we'd get the band back together, play in a rehearsal studio for the afternoon, then go on the piss. Needless to say, we were fucking awful, so we just got on the cans till the session was over and then went to the pub. 8 hours later, pausing only to get thrown out of another friend's birthday party, I passed out on the last train, missed my stop and woke up in Luton at 2 a.m. I had become a stray man.
Yes.
Catweasel appeared and I'd become a stray man.
In the sky.
He says, I panicked and stumbled off the train, shouting and smoking. The scene was bleak. I started to weigh up my options. The train bloke was being a dick and kept saying I had to wait till 6 a.m. with a stupid grin on his face. It was fucking December. It looked like a 50 quid taxi job, which I could ill afford, but I began the long and lonely walk to the cash point. At that point, I noticed a group of lads on the platform. As I got closer, I realised they were teenagers and one of them was crying. I asked them what the fuck was the matter was the matter with them.
He said, he's stray.
Yeah.
He's seen some teenagers. One of the teenagers is crying.
Yeah.
And he's approached them and said, what the fuck is the matter with you?
Yeah.
What a horrible thing to say to a crying teenager. Hey, what the fuck's the matter with you, you crying bastard?
He'd probably become emboldened by his stray status.
Well,
and saw himself
I think
as some
when
kind
you're
of
out being straight, there should be a sort of a semblance of camaraderie about all the other people you meet.
And there should be some kind of modesty as well, and none of this bravado.
If you look at the ultimate stray man story is probably Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
It's the ultimate parable.
It's the blueprint
of stray manning.
Of stray.
Yeah, it's the blueprint. She was stray, right? And she was so stray, she didn't even know what fucking planet she was on, right? There's a fucking talking lion the lot, okay?
A droid.
And she's gone stray up the fucking Yellow Book Road. Can you imagine if she had this bloke's attitude?
Yeah.
So she'd bumped into the fucking scarecrow and gone, oi, what the fuck is the matter with you?
What's your problem, cunt?
You dozy cunt. And he's gone, oh, I haven't got a brain. He goes, no. You don't fucking say. The state here. Go on, fuck off. Right? She would have got nowhere.
Exactly.
It was because she approached her situation with open-mindedness and warmth.
Yeah.
And realised that the other strays she would bump into along the way, could all be stronger together.
Exactly. Power in strayness, in a union, and that. Ads carries on and says, so I asked them what the fuck was the matter. They said they fell asleep on the train and missed the stop in St Albans. Still holding my guitar, I told them not to worry and told them I was in a band called AIDS Wolf and they could share my taxi. He says they were grateful, I think, but one of them then said he'd rung his dad and his dad was coming to pick him up. They hesitantly offered me a ride home. They were clearly hoping I would refuse, but I wasn't going to pass this up. I put my cash card back in my pocket. Uh-huh. 20 minutes later, during which time I had made them all smoke for the first time.
Fuck it, right. But again, ambiguous. I see this from the other side because I remember more when I was a teenager being out with my mates on the streets, because when you're a teenager, you're basically perma-stray,
you live,
aren't you?
Yeah.
You're perma-stray because you can't go to the pub yet. And when I was a perma-stray teenager, there was countless incidents like this where an adult stray man would approach you and try to ingratiate himself with the group.
Yeah.
But you'd often be very intimidated because you'd think, this bloke's an adult male, he's stray, that's not good. Something, he's probably, his life's going badly.
Possibly a nonce,
who fucking knows. But all this, I made them all smoke for the first time. These were nice lads. Yeah, they were stray, but they weren't yet living a bad life. And he's like, right, first of all, why are you fucking crying? Right? Because we lost. Yeah, no problem. Right, call up your old man. I'm in a band called AIDS Wolf. Now, who smokes here? None of us do. Well,
you're
all fucking smoking now. Well, we're waiting for your old man's beer. So he better have a fucking good car as well, or I'm going to be livid. Right, everyone smoke. Oh, I don't want to smoke, thank you. It tastes disgusting and it gives you lung cancer. Stop being such a little fucking punt and get it down, ya. Or I'm going to hurt you all. Oh, very well. Stop fucking coughing. Horrible. Stop fucking coughing or I won't give you free tickets to see AIDS Wolf.
Oh, God. So anyway, he says, 20 minutes later, during which time I'd made them all smoke for the first time, the dad turns up in a big murk.
Nice.
They make me sit in the front because for some reason they think I'll be better at dealing with any questions that he might have. We have to stop a few times for the lads to be sick. He's pretending to be pissed off, but he's also got a bit of a go on lads kind of vibe about him. I'm just looking out the window trying to style it out. Dad tries
trying to style it. Trying to style what out? The fact that you're a fucking adult hanging around that has fucking hitched a ride with some children who are all vomiting because you've made them smoke.
He says, the dad tries to strike up a conversation. Are you at school with the boys then? He says, fucking hell. I had only one option. That's right. Yeah. In the same class.
Yeah.
let's not forget that, as I said earlier on, this is his 32nd birthday that he's fucking out celebrating. Hell. And he's now pretending to be a schoolboy. The dad says, that Miss Bird is a bit of a ball breaker, isn't she? I said, she's a fucking
Miss
massive
Bird.
Bitch, mate. she's a fucking massive bitch, mate. Yeah. Next left, please. One of the lads in the back tried to say something. I turned around and looked at them to get them to shut up. Dad says, were you at the party with this lot then? Yep. He smiled knowingly. Get lucky? Yeah, I did, yeah. Just here will be fine. I got him to park around the corner so no one would see, even though it's gone 3 a.m. He invited me over for bacon sandwiches in the morning and I waved them off. I crept in like a ninja and looked into the bathroom mirror to be confronted by a slight sense of shame. Luckily, that was quickly outweighed by the total euphoria of saving 50 quid. I crawled into bed and fell asleep. When I told my wife the next day, she was basically disgusted.
Yeah,
she said,
so.
Of all the things you have done to make me ashamed of you, and there are many of them, this is by far the worst. And well, Ad says, I still don't think it was that bad, really.
Well, it's not that bad. If she's been ashamed of you and that's the worst she's ever been ashamed of you, then you're not that bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, it's not like... Clearly, you've never done something really bad, like shat out of a tree.
No.
Or got a waitress in a Mexican restaurant to wank you off behind a pillar, you know, at someone's...
Whose story's that?
It's not mine, but I do know a bloke who that... I know a bloke who was in Mexico with his girlfriend in a really crowded restaurant, pissed up. He went off to the toilet and bumped into a prostitute who propositioned him. And he said that she was so fit that he said, I can't go back with you because I'm with my girlfriend, but can you give me a hand job here? And she started giving him a hand job. And then his girlfriend came looking for him because he'd been gone for so long,
God,
and just found him behind a pillar,
man,
having a hand job of a prosy.
Oh.
So that's like really bad.
That's 10 out of 10 bad, isn't it?
That's 10 out of 10 bad. But you have just come home and gone, oh, I got lost and got a lift, met some lads and their dad gave me a lift.
Told some
now,
lies.
Now, you lied to the dad, but it was not necessary.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Hello, this is George Weah, the former footballer of the year, and I have a tremendous opportunity for you if you are a fan of Top Flight Time Machine's comedy stylings.
Do you have a pen? Listen to this. For only approximately £3 plus value-added tax per month, you can enjoy bonus episodes of Top Flight Time Machine focusing on the life and times of Roy Keane, the footballer who was not as good as I.
You will get advanced episodes of the Kevin Keegan Odyssey. I do not know who that is.
I assume he was also not as good as I. All it costs you is £3 plus VAT per month. And you also get all of the regular Top Flight Time Machine episodes with no adverts in at all. Adverts such as this one.
Where do you go to get this tremendous service?
Just go to patreon.com/topflighttimemachine or follow the instructions at the Top Flight Time Machine Twitter account, TF Time Machine. How can you possibly go wrong? Here's a clue. You can't! Subscribe or perish.
Jalapeño.
Rewind the whole situation. They've been kind enough to offer you a lift. They've probably found you fucking weird and were scared of you.
Yeah.
The dad's turned up. And now if I was the dad and I turned up to pick up my teenager and his mates and there was a adult, a big fucking hairy 32-year-old there making them smoke, I wouldn't go, oh, hi, you must be one of the guys. Get in the car. Good luck you at the party. I've gone, first of all, who's this cunt?
Yeah.
What are you, mate? Some sort of fucking nonce? Oh, no. Yeah. I'm at school with them. I was hoping to get a lift. Are you
fuck
at school with them?
You're 32.
Fuck off, nonce. You got a big badge on saying I'm 32 today. Fuck off. Right? Why is my son crying? And why are all these cunts smoking?
They'll stink of smoke, yeah.
What the fuck's going on? This is fucking madness. Go fuck off or I kick your head in. I mean, it's just... But you could have just told the truth. Go, look, mate, I am fucked. I've got no money. I'm lost in the middle of nowhere. I've gone straight. Just tell the bloke straight, right? He might have a Mercedes, but so what? Most blokes have got some experience of being straight. Tell him straight. You just very simply go, mate, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm straight. I've gone straight and I need a lift.
Man to man, instead of fucking being a weasel and trying to pretend you're a schoolboy.
Yeah, I'm a schoolboy and claiming you got lucky at a party. What's that all about?
Been to the party?
Yeah.
Get lucky?
Yeah, actually, I got my cock sucked. That would have thrown the dad off, wouldn't it? Yeah, I got sucked off.
In the bog.
I got sucked off in the bog by some bird. It was wicked.
And your son was outside waiting to get in for a piss.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come in.
He couldn't come in. And deal I did it. All spunk and I spunked up everywhere and all. It was blinding.
I didn't ask that.
Well, you fucking asked, mate. What are you asking kids? Why are you? If you're going to ask, you think I'm a kid, and now you're asking me what I've done with a bird. But maybe you're the fucking nonce. What kind of a question's that? You asked, I answered. Now you can't handle the truth. Keep driving. Keep your fucking eyes on the road, mate.
Get out of my car. No, you fucking keep driving. You're the bad guy now.
Keep driving. You're disgusting pervert, right?
Tell you what, drive to the police station. Fucking hand yourself in. Bring it into this.
Tell them. Tell the officers what you've been doing. Asking me. All right, I'll tell the officers. I'm not a kid, but he thought I was. I've done a setup on him. I'm actually 32, but he thought I was a teenager, and he's asked me whether I've been getting blowies at the party.
Oh, that's not quite what I said. I just said, did you get lucky?
Yeah, but we all knew what you wanted to fucking know.
I'm one of them.
You dirty rotter.
I'm one of them nonce entrapment fellas off the internet. And I've got one in real life here. On me night off. And
now, finally, the weirdest bit of the whole story, and that's saying something, is the last bit. He's dropped him off at 3 a.m. Dropped him off at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And said to the cunt as he's getting out of the car, hey, feel free to come round for a bacon sandwich in the morning. What? It's 3 o'clock. I'm going home to bed, and you think that I'm going to get up in a few hours' time.
4 hours.
Come and find you, a stranger, at your house, and fucking knock out. All right, you said, what if the mum answers the door? Who are you? Oh, I'm this fucking stranger that they picked up last night in the car. Your old man said, is your husband in? He said something about a bacon sandwich.
Do you smoke,
He indicated there'd be free bacon sandwiches going. Does that offer still stand?
Do you want a fag while I'm here?
I've got some fags left. The ones I didn't feed to your son last night in the street. You can't come in. Oi, an offer's an offer. Now get the man of the house.
The man of the house.
There's a man. There's a man downstairs who said that he fed Peter cigarettes last night and that you promised him something called a bacon sarnie. I'll deal with this, darling. The whole fucking thing. No one comes out of this looking good. No, apart from the kid and his mates, who I feel sorry for. And that's a new subject for the mailbag, right?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo stray men you encountered.
Yeah.
Stray men who tried to make friends with teenagers. Yeah. It happened on... I'm not going to go into it now. I'll do it on the next episode. But on holidays, when we went on lads' holidays, you know, camping, inter-railing, all that stuff when we were teenagers, every fucking time there'd be some bloke who was much older than us who would attach himself to us and hang around with us and just be fucking shifty as fuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, and loads of times out in the streets of the UK when we were perma-stray, it happened as well.
Were were you all beautiful boys?
Yeah, we were. Oh, there you go.
That's you were a magnet for it, weren't you?
We didn't see it at the time.
No.
But looking back, yeah, we were nonce magnets.
Have you got another story to read out there from the mailbag?
No, I can't find them.
I'll do a quick one while you have a look. This is from Owen. He says, this doesn't take place when it's teenage shoplifting. He said, it doesn't take place when I was a teenager. I was just about 10 when this happened. The 1989-1990 season for reference. Before you begin, I know and accept I'm going to hell for this.
Right.
He says, God. I used to be a church regular when I was a kid, and often me and my friend Dominic would skip out of Sunday school and instead go to the local newsagent to buy some Panini stickers. On this specific Sunday, we'd both acted as altar boys, helping with Holy Communion and taking the collection. When no one was looking, Dominic and I both stole £5 from the collection to spend on Panini stickers. They stole from God. Owen and Dominic stole from God. It gets worse.
That is, yeah.
He says, when we got to the newsagent, we noticed they were having a delivery, so the back door was open. Just inside were about 20 whole boxes of Panini stickers. We decided that Dominic would distract the couple that owned and ran the shop, and I would steal one of the boxes. I wonder if they were still dressed as altar boys at this point. I don't think they were. Let's imagine they were. He says, so Dominic went into the shop. I've no idea what he did, but within 20 seconds there was no one around and I was free to steal an entire box of stickers. Taking my chance, I stole 3 boxes, not just one. I grabbed them and ran up the hill to the other side of the train tracks where I could hide in the bushes. Good work. Good shoplifting work, that. Head straight for the bushes. No one will find you there.
Head straight for the bushes. I fear for a time when government cuts and council cuts mean that there are no bushes left in the UK, because the bushes, municipal bushes, are the stray man's best friend. Really, man's best friend in this country. Where would any of us be without bushes?
They will get rid of them. You know how some of these buildings, they put like anti-homeless stuff, like spikes on walls and things, and like them buckles on the ground to stop people from lying and sleeping. Eventually the bushes will go. That'll be the next phase.
When the bushes go, that's when you know this country is finished. Switch off the lights and go home.
That's when we're fucked, when the bushes go.
Save our bushes. That's a good campaign for us to start.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that next. He's in the bushes. And he says, in a few minutes, Dominic turned up. I showed him the 3 boxes of stickers and we let out a cheer. We spent the rest of that day opening and sorting all the stickers. For weeks, Dominic and I would walk around junior school giving away stickers to people we liked. Oh. Despite our
weird
bestowing stickers
all right, mate,
on the favourite
ones. I like you.
Ones.
Want this?
Yeah.
What's that? That's Gary Bannister, plays for QPR. Go on, you can have that.
You have pleased me. Have a Gary Bannister. He says that despite our best thievery, we didn't complete the set as there were some metallic stickers that we could never find. And there's a slightly sad postscript to this. He says, a few years later, Dominic was arrested for breaking into Woolworths and was sent to a youth offender centre at the age of 14. I have no idea what became of him.
What, so you just ditched him once he fucking did some time, porridge?
Didn't go and visit him or anything like that. Didn't wait
for
him.
So he was your mate. Yeah. You got started with him.
Yeah.
On the whole thieving thing. He took it a step further, maybe because he had more balls than you and broke into a Woolies. Then they've put him inside, you've cut him off.
Turned your back
on
him.
Like he never existed.
Fucking cunt.
He's a fucking con. He's a con, and I don't mix with cons. Fuck you now. Anyway.
You don't mix with cons, but you start them off.
Yeah, you don't mind fucking starting them off. Reminds me of that Clash song.
I think it's called
Stay Free.
Yeah.
That is almost exactly the story we just told. Anyway, I would like to see your favourite bushes from childhood or bushes that have helped you. Send us pictures.
Significant bush stories.
And pictures of bushes are great, and I'll share them on the Instagram. Great bushes of Britain and the stories behind them. Hi, I'm Sam Delaney. And I'm Andy Dawson. And welcome to BBC Two's Great British Bush Off. We've been scouring the UK for the best bushes. From John O'Groats to Land's End. The bushes that you've pissed in, that you've wanked in, that you've hidden in, and that you've just hung around next to.
I mean, you know, I think we're just one meeting away from a commission from Dave for Celebrity Stray Men. I think that
Celebrity
makes itself.
Celebrity Stray Man. Be fucking,
you know what I mean?
Great.
GoPro cameras on their heads, release them into a city at 2 a.m. Fucking makes itself, doesn't it?
You know what? We could get our old mate, well, my best friend, Chris Ryan, to be the expert analyst on that.
He could be at HQ. He could be at the nerve centre watching the footage coming in, analysing it, telling them how they could be doing better.
What they've done there is quite good because they found a bush, and it's a solid bush that as well. It's the sort of bush that is big enough for you to actually get underneath if necessary.
It's
like
going to
that.
Keep the rain off as well, because very tight, compact leaves and branches. Very good, that.
Good bush. A lot of lads think that any bush is a good bush, but that's actually not necessarily true. I mean, don't get me wrong. Any bush is better than no bush at all, but there is a hierarchy of bushes. It's a fucking good idea. This is it!
Anthony says, as a 19-year-old, I went to visit some mates at Newcastle Uni. When in a club after a few drinks for confidence, I started talking to a gorgeous girl and we really hit it off. After ignoring my mates for about 2 hours to talk to her, she said that she wanted to walk home, but she didn't want to go alone as she was worried she would get bothered by guys on the walk.
Ooh.
Fucking hell, yeah, you got green light. So I did the gentlemanly thing and offered to walk her home. When we got there, we were talking on her doorstep for 15 minutes and she asked if I wanted to come in for a drink. My reply, which still haunts me to this day, was, no thanks, my mate owes me a round, so I'll get one off him.
Oh, God.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, God, no.
Jesus Christ.
So many of these, I find it really difficult to listen to.
Yeah.
Because with these sex files, we started this a while ago, and it's proved massively popular because so many people have so many of them. Which I suppose is comforting to know that we weren't the only
cunts. You're not alone. Yeah.
But they're either really dodgy, so we can't read them out.
Yeah.
Or they're really authentic like that.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's bang on the bullseye, the sort of story I was talking about when we first floated this. But it's almost too painful.
Yeah.
And we've all done it as well.
He adds, it was about halfway back to the club that I realised what I had done. And I tried to find her house again, but realised I couldn't remember where it was. Anthony. God.
I suppose, looking back, I'm 43 now, married, all the rest of it, all the things that go with that.
Yeah.
My days have gone, right? Yeah. But all I would say to younger men, listen to this, is don't grow up with the regrets that the likes of all of us have had. I.e., always be well-mannered and polite, and also remember that if you have made a mistake and you get the brush off, fucking swallow it and fuck off.
Walk away. Yeah,
fuck
don't
off,
stop
walk away.
Bleating.
Don't push the fucking matter, right? But just fucking have some balls, think on your feet, and just say Think on your balls. Let your balls guide you. Because the worst that can happen is she says, sorry, you've misunderstood. I find you physically repulsive. Yeah. In which case, you go, fair enough, so do I. Ta-da. And then power player, but you're not power player, because it's not her fault. If she doesn't fancy you in that way, that's her business. You can't argue with her, so you've just got to go, yeah, you're right.
Fair enough.
I am disgusting. And then go, but for the record, you're lovely. Anyway, bye-bye.
Best of luck. Be lucky.
Best of luck. And then always leave it with a wink and a God bless.
Yeah.
Because then she sees that you're spiritual.
Right, that's it for this episode. Keep them coming into the TFTM HQ. We're on Twitter at TF Time Machine. The email is topflighttimemachine@gmail.com. You've got lots of categories now. You've got sex fields bullshit, teenage shoplifting, dad bullshit.
Weird stray men you met when you were a teenager.
Dads on roofs.
Phantom Roofs.
What was the one that we've just added? Bushes. Bush Stories.
Everything all of to that. Do with bushes.
All that. Keep them coming in and we'll read out the best ones. Thanks as ever for your support. We love each and every one of you, apart from the ones that send in weird emails.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.